took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are tackling a new topic, having live prayer, and I assign you a task for today in each broadcast. And this is all within 15 minutes, so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is, do you have a champion's mindset, part one? And our scripture for today comes from Genesis 29, verses 15 through 28. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, hear the prior broadcast if you missed them, as well as call in live on our website, which is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. I also remind you that today is Triple Threat Tuesday. This is where you not only get motivated on the Morning Motivation Broadcast, but you get educated and get heard from my law office broadcast at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on our You Be the Jury show. Tonight, we're focusing on CNN commentator Jeffrey Lord's statement about President Trump being the Martin Luther King of healthcare. So make sure you call in. We have callers from across the nation, and you deliberate. Make your comments live on air. You can get the call-in number and learn more about that on my law office website at callrossiwilliams.com. C-A-L-L-R-A-W-S-I. Williams.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 29, verses 15 through 28, and I am reading from the KJV. And Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him. And he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he, meaning Jacob, said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be done so in our country, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. I meant to repeat that because that should have caught something in your spirit. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. And he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. What is our topic for this morning? Do you have a champion's mindset? Part one. Come on and give the Lord praise wherever you are. Just begin to thank him right now. So often in life, I see that people confuse a winner with a champion. You see, a champion will always be a winner, but a winner may not necessarily always be a champion. Well, what makes the difference? It is the mindset, ability to endure the struggle on a perpetual basis so that one elevates to a level or a plane where winning and losing is not so random, it's not sporadic, but rather it is a chosen, well-prepared for course of action. Even the dictionary defines them differently. Listen at the definition of a winner: a person that wins something, a goal or shot that wins a winner or point, a card that can be relied on to win a trick. Now listen to the definition of a champion: warrior, fighter, a militant advocate or defender, one that does battle for another's rights or honor, a winner of first prize or first place in competition, one who shows marked superiority. You see, there is a difference. And in this game called life, if we want to become champions, a warrior, an advocate, a defender, a fighter, one who has marked superiority, we are going to have to begin with our mind, because that is where the battle of who we are, what we're supposed to be doing, the mental endurance, the tenacity to make it, that's where it lives. You know, when I was in the military, they used to tell us in basic training, no pain, no gain. In other words, if you want to accomplish victory, if you want to be fit, if you want to win on a sustained basis, you are going to have to be a person who's willing to endure the pain to get to the ultimate goal. Now, in today's word, we saw that exemplified with Jacob. You see, Jacob came in to his father's kindred. When the Bible says Laban said he was his brother, it's not that Jacob was literally his brother as much as it meant his kinsman. And Jacob saw what he wanted, which was Laban's younger daughter, Rachel. And he was willing to go forth and be a warrior and fight for the prize. Really, at that point, he was just willing to be a winner. Laban said, hey, I will give you Rachel if you will be willing to work for 7 years. And I will tell you, 7 years is a long time, but the Bible says that to Jacob it appeared but a very short time because he so wanted Rachel. So Jacob put in the work. But then on his wedding night, Laban fooled him, and instead of giving him Rachel, gave him Leah. And of course, during those times, remember, there was no living together, cohabitation. You weren't having sex and everything before the marriage. So when the bride came and they got married, she would have been completely covered. And Jacob didn't know when he went in unto her who she was until the morning he looked and said, wait, this is not what I worked for. So then Laban explained, well, we have to first marry off the older daughter. But if you will give me 7 more years, then you can have Rachel. Now, this is where Jacob had to make a decision. This is where his mindset had to come into play. I've already worked for what you owe me. I've already done what we agreed. I've already fulfilled the contract, if you will. Why must I give another 7 years? I think I could just take you to court, take you before the tribunal, and let me just get what is rightfully mine, because you tricked me, you deceived me, and here I've done the work. But Jacob decided at that particular point in time that what he desired and wanted in life was so much better, so much worth more than just giving up or walking away or quitting or arguing for years over it, that he said, okay, I'll do it. Because when you are a champion, you know what you are working for, what you are defending for, what you are fighting for. You're not just going through life by the seat of your pants, hoping that whatever you want falls in your lap. You're not just believing that what you have right now is the best that you could have. No, you're saying, I am a champion. I want all that life has for me, all that God purposed for me, everything that is within his plan. I don't want to just think about it or dream about it. No, I want to live it every day. A champion's mindset. A champion mindset. It will overcome adversity. It will overcome setbacks. It will endure the fight. It will prepare for the struggle. A champion's mindset. You see, when we watched this last Super Bowl, for example, I was for the New England Patriots. I know some of you don't like that, but stay with me, praise the Lord. And I was texting some of my friends during the game, and I made up this little song because they were playing the Falcons called Fly Away, Little Birdie, Fly Away. So I recorded myself singing the song at the beginning of the game, and I texted to them. Oh, they thought it was so funny. And I even put a little gospel spin on it. Fly away, little birdie, fly away. Oh, you know, that kind of thing. Well, of course, throughout the game, at the beginning, it appeared that Tom Brady and the Patriots just were not going to come through. So my friends text me back and they said, you might need to make up some more songs because it doesn't seem like you're helping your team. And all throughout the game, they were texting me all of these, different jabs. But I replied to them, this is okay. We will still win because this is what Tom Brady does. He wins. They laughed. But at the end, as you well know, Brady came through and did what champions do, and they won. And my friends just were amazed that I held on, despite what it looked like at the beginning. This is what I'm saying to you. It's an example of a champion's mindset. You see, Brady didn't come in there that day being the first time that he had won. He didn't come in there that day being the first time that he prepared for the game. But he's been preparing for this his whole life. Why? Because he knew what his goal was in life. That's what you do when you have a champion's mindset. Now, our time is about to run out, so let's get ready to go into prayer today, and then I'm going to give you our announcement and your task for today. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. Begin to thank him, magnify him, and invite him into your prayer because he's already in the presence. He's already in the atmosphere. Dear Lord, we praise you this morning. Father, we thank you on this Triple Threat Tuesday, that this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, Father, we ask that you would help us to obtain and retain a champion's mindset. Father, that we will begin to identify what it is that we're supposed to be accomplishing within our lives so that we will prepare for it, live it, breathe it, and move toward that every day. A champion's mindset, Father. You said that when we have the right mind, that nothing is impossible for us. You said, Lord God, that when we can envision where we're supposed to go, then it will prevent us from perishing. Give us, God, a champion's mindset. A champion's mindset in our spiritual lives. A champion's mindset in our marriages or our relationships. A champion's mindset financially. A champion's mindset with our kids and our family members. A champion's mindset, Lord God, in our careers, in our jobs. A champion's mindset in our daily walk. A champion's mindset, God, that we are warriors, fighters, defenders. We are those who live, who exist, who breathe much superiority, not because of our own strength, but because we're covered in the blood of Jesus. And you said in Jeremiah 29:11, you know the plans you have for us. Before we were even in our mother's womb, Lord God, you planned us with purpose. Help us to exist in a champion mindset. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Anyone listening to this broadcast who was not saved, everybody come on and praise the Lord. Continue to praise him. Are you backslidden? Are you been living in a state of less than who you are, less than enough, depression, low self-esteem, a lack of identity? I want to give you the opportunity to come into the Lord's side right now or to rededicate your life. So please repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask forgiveness of my sins. I repent of my past life. Lord, I ask you now to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. Now, Lord, I confess that I have a champion's mindset. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. For those who have just gotten saved or rededicated, make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church so that your soul and your mind can be renewed. Now, we know that today, praise the Lord, is Triple Threat Tuesday. I have just given you the first part, which is your motivation, because you ought to be fired up about getting ready to accomplish some things in life right now. Well, tonight, we will do the getting educated and getting heard as we tackle, is Jeffrey Lord right that President Trump is the Martin Luther King of healthcare? I'll give you a few minutes of education on applicable law, and then I'll take your calls live on air as you deliberate with other callers, also known as jurors, across the nation. The show is You Be the Jury, and it is fired up every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. The call-in number and all of the information is available on my law office website, callrossiwilliams.com, callrossiwilliams.com. So set your reminders for 6:30 and go to the website so that you'll be able to call in live. Well, our topic for today was, do you have a champion's mindset, part one? Your task for today is to identify whether or not you have the right mindset to move forward in victorious living. Because over the next few days, we're going to be breaking this down into different parts. And I need you to first have the right mindset to receive the word, because it's not going to be pretty. I'm about to take you through boot camp and transformation like they did me in the military to get you right to be a champion. I love you. Set your alarm to meet me here live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. The call-in number is 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss it, it will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. All right, champions, I'll see you again tonight at 6:30 on my You Be the Jury show. But until then, live the life of a champion today.